Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds, and we are on America Out Loud Talk Radio Podcast Network. You can listen to us on AmericaOutLoud.com. If you have an iPhone, go to iTunes, go to your podcast app, download Criminal Masterminds. It's really simple. You open your podcast app, search Criminal Masterminds, and hit subscribe, and all the episodes will show up there. If you're a weirdo like me and have an Android and absolutely love my Android, there's an app called Podcast. Is it Podcast also? Do you know? Oh, you're an iPhone guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird guy.
For the last, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
I'm still in my iPhone, what is it, iPhone 5, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's old, it's you know, a couple buttons don't even work, and I'm going to keep it.
That's pretty good, though. You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I paid $40 for it. I bought it when iPhone 6 was out, and iPhone 5 was only $40, I think, at Walmart.
That's
pretty
good.
I picked it up.
Done.
I don't want to spend any more than I have.
Necessary.
Yeah. You know, it has internet, it has text, podcasts.
Podcasts, yeah. So if you're an Apple guy, iPhones, go to your podcast app. It's called Podcast, and every iPhone has it. Okay, I had one. Open it.
Just don't try to sync it.
Don't sync it.
The worst thing.
Hit search.
I don't understand. Why couldn't they just come up with something like, you know, your phone? Like when you can just grab thing from your computer and just throw it on your phone instead of syncing.
Yeah, it
erases half of it. Then, you know, it's not authorized to use this computer, not authorized to use
that's
that computer.
That's why I compare iPhones and Apple products with communism.
Yeah, that's what
you can't. You can do so much.
That, yes.
I mean, it's better than communism, obviously, because the product is pretty good. And literally, it's like whatever you need, they could probably give it to you.
Communist iPhone would be like what they had in Saving Private Ryan. You remember?
Yeah.
We do not hold the beach. We do not hold the beach.
You have to wound it. Yeah. And instead of the Apple logo in the back, it's a hammer and a sickle.
Yeah.
And all phones come in red.
Yeah.
Yes. On Android, it's called Box or Cast Box or Box Cast. See, I just had a thought in my head. Cast Box. Download the app. Search Criminal Masterminds. Subscribe. You don't need any website login or email login or anything like that. That's another positive thing about an Android. You don't need to put any IDs unlike your iPhone.
Yeah. Speaking of red phones, I actually remember something. Mina, I went to her office one time. She was a procurator from the procurator's office.
This is our grandmother.
Like, which is like equivalent of KGB or MBD.
Right.
Not that, like with the third big one.
Yeah.
She, at her office, she had a desk with several phones. And, you know, those are regular rotary phones that you dial.
Right. And there was a red phone with no rotary on it.
And there was a red phone with nothing on it. It just had it. And when I came
to visit, directly from
Gorbachev? No, I picked it up. And she, like, she turned pale and like
screamed at you.
Put it down! You know, and forced me down. And didn't tell me what it was. But I think that just it called directly to her boss or something.
Right.
When the boss was like, hey, you know, female, come over.
What is...
come on, baby, now.
Why do you have inappropriate control over your red phone?
Yeah.
Not good. Don't let your peasant grandchildren touch this phone.
Yeah, no dials.
Boy, we wore out this song real quick. Go. Don't come around here anymore. Or I won't back. I won't. The top one right there. The top one.
Okay. You know, I've never seen video for this running down the dream. It's like a cartoon.
I've never seen it either. Here is he with another book again?
He always starts with like books or boxes.
Oh, this is a good song. Hey.
Is he still alive, or he's officially dead?
Okay, yeah, I guess I should bring this up, is that the reason we're playing Tom Petty's, Tom Petty died. And I'm sure some of our listeners are a bit older than teenagers. Is that Ringo Starr back there? No, it's not. It is Ringo
Starr.
It is
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, simple.
Hey.
He's like, hey, I need somebody for a simple song. Hey, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I know only one. What do you call it in chords? No,
and
chords.
And he comes up to Tom, he's like,
just a beat.
Hey, Tom. I wrote a song. Maybe we can play it.
And Tom's like, no, we're not playing any of your songs, Ringo.
Was Ringo a bad songwriter?
He wrote the... What's the one?
Yellow Submarine. Did he write it or did he just sing it?
He sang on it. But
I heard, and I don't
know
if it's confirmed.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Da-da-da, sing it with me, hey. tell Ringo not to write another song.
I heard that they went back. Every time they recorded a song, they went back with a professional drummer, re-recorded after Ringo left.
Or Paul McCartney sat in.
Maybe Paul McCartney sat and just did the drum track.
Poor Ringo Starr. How do we talk about Ringo Starr? There he is, pushing a globe. Yeah. That's all he's good for. Hey, Ringo, why don't you abandon the drums for a second and bring this...
He's a roadie.
Yeah, bring the globe up. Wheel the globe out. Yeah, well, now spin it. Now point to where we are. That's not where we are, Ringo.
Okay.
Liverpool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Petty died, unfortunately. I was a big Tom Petty fan. And he died on Monday after being rushed to an L.A. hospital. Los Angeles, according to... who cares? His manager, I think. Yeah. They confirmed Petty's death on behalf of Performer's family at 66. Very unfortunate. He suffered cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu in the early hours of the morning. And he was taken to UCLA Medical Center, but could not be revived. He died at 8:40 p.m. Surrounded by family, his bandmates,
and his friends. Ringo Starr was not among them.
Who are those singers in this? Look, aren't they famous too?
No, I mean, his guitar. Ringo. His guitarist is well known.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
It seems like I've like.
Oh, it's George, dude. That's George Harrison right
there.
Yeah. And I think that's a guitarist from Queen.
Yeah, probably. You know better than
And
I
then that's the Eagles guy.
Yeah. See, the old star.
Yeah.
It's
actually,
like USA for Africa.
You know what's
Tom
missing?
Petty.
Yoko Ono's missing in there. Can you find that one? Can you find a Yoko Ono ruining the greatest rock thing ever? Anyway, folks, I promise we're going to get to a topic, and everybody probably wants us to talk about Vegas, and we will. But I just wanted to also point out the Tom Petty's death, which was, how do you say, eclipsed by...
eclipsed, yes.
By the shooting in Vegas. Is that the proper way of saying it? The sexy way of saying it? Anyway, everybody knows Tom Petty stuff, right? Tom Petty was awesome. Have you ever seen Tom Petty live?
Yeah, I've never seen Tom Petty live.
I've seen him
the first time
I've
I saw Tom Petty was in 1994, I think, when we got our MTV for the first time. For the World Cup 94.
My MTV.
And the song was... was it 94 or 95? Man, somewhere around that time. And the song was called... Let's roll another joint.
Oh, we'll play that on the next break. Yeah. Why don't you play this Yoko Ono's incredible performance here? No, not this one. I don't want this one.
Which one is it?
No, this is the one where she in the museum literally just wails. I want the one where
Chuck Berry and Yoko Ono.
You have Chuck Berry. You have John Lennon jamming out.
That's a rock and roll circus. That's always very hard to find. I will find it on my phone so you don't have to pause it. Why don't you talk about something and that will come back?
Yes. I wanted to talk about the Vegas shooting, but I really wanted you to be present during the Vegas shooting. But instead, we're going to search for this dumb Yoko Ono.
I'm listening with my other ear.
Okay. Anyway, this was a huge, huge, huge mass shooting here in the United States. The gunman been shooting for 9 to 11 minutes, according to some news sources. Stephen Paddock was the knucklehead, the nutcase, the lunatic. Yeah, I'm going to call him lunatic because I'm not going to say nice things about him. I shouldn't even refer to him by his name because he doesn't deserve it. These insane little mental illness walking petri dishes. First call reporting shots fired. Came at 10:08 p.m. Sunday. The gunfire didn't stop until at 10:19 p.m. Clark County undersheriff. What's an undersheriff? Kevin
Lord of the Rings title.
I guess there's a sheriff, and right underneath that sheriff, there's another the undersheriff.
Under.
The shooting went off and on for 9 to 11 minutes. Massacre left 58 people. CNN saying 58 people. I heard somewhere else it was, what, 59?
I heard 15, at least 59. They always had to, like...
Yeah.
Well, when I heard it at first, it was only two people. And then, like, nobody really paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Suddenly it got bumped to 20.
And then I went to bed, and I woke up in the morning. It was 58.
Yeah.
And then it was moved 59, to 59. Now it says 58. I don't know.
Yeah, police.
This is your news media.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, they're probably happier with 59 than with 58.
58, yeah. They were really happy with 60 something, but then like, I guess we should, I guess we should tame it down. Basically, this, I wish we could curse here. I'd really tell you exactly what words he deserves. He basically checked a room. He checked two rooms, some say, because there are two broken windows out. He went back and forth between two rooms. He had a lot of guns in there, and he just basically started spraying bullets into the crowd of people, which were at a Jason Aldean show down at the bottom of this. What kind of hotel was it? What was the name of the hotel?
Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay. Art Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
Oh, no, not Art
Mandalay.
You know, Mandalay
Bay, I always assume like it's like by the sea.
Yes.
But it's Vegas. It's desert.
He offed himself, I think. Right?
Well, that's what they say on the mainstream media. Yeah. But did you check Alex Jones'
side? That's not what Alex Jones is saying. Alex Jones, yes. Yeah, so let's go to InfoWars and talk and see what Alex Jones has in the report that we have. Immediate report. With our, we have guys down. We have the patsies down on the, down, and they were actually
false flags.
They were actually on stage with Jason Aldean, but they were camouflaged as speakers. Yes, that's the convenience of being camouflaged in speakers, because you can fit anyone in there, like a fat guy like me as well.
Guitars.
You can even fit Jesse Ventura in there.
There, yes, that's right.
I
put thermite paint.
But I was not in the speakers. I was in the bass drum. I've been working out and I fit in there. It's a very, very, very loud environment. And it's, So what's Alex Jones saying? What did you see on Alex
Jones?
Look,
Alex Jones, I love Alex Jones, but when you want, like, source of information, that's probably not the first site you should go to, because I did go to InfoWars, and maybe less than a day, there were three different stories linking this guy. Uh-huh. Story number one, he recently converted to Islam and became a Muslim.
Okay.
Story number two was that he was a member of Antifa. Story number three was speculating...
That's the opposite of what you just...
speculating that he was on antidepressants, and that's what caused him to, you know...
So there are three different approaches.
That I know of. I don't know. Maybe there are probably more by now.
That's because all three are accurate.
It's like duality of light.
That's right. It's a very serious situation. So that happened, and now, of course, instead of focusing on the tragedy as it is, all these political groups and organizations and politicians are using this event to
entrench their positions.
They
pulled out their shovels and started digging more trenches. Like it's a war, not World War. Yeah, World War One. or Siege of Petersburg.
Yes, to amplify their voice on whatever the heck they want to push into the agenda. Hillary Clinton, for one. Wants to talk about gun silencers.
Silencers. I heard the official term for that is suppressors.
Suppressors. But she calls them silencers.
Because that's what you see in the movies.
That's what you see in the movies.
You see those things like little tubes at the end of your pistols, and when you press on trigger, it makes sound like this.
It makes no sound.
Makes no sound at all.
You are practically invisible.
The fastest gun in the West.
I am Hillary Rodham Clinton. Is she, what is it, Rodham?
I don't know.
She posted on
Hillary
October
Clinton.
The 2nd. Her message was sent.
She
clicked the send button on Twitter, and her distress signal has been sent. She said on Twitter, shortly after the shooting, she said, "The crowd fled, and the sound of gunshots." I'm going to read it as a robot, if you don't mind.
Robot voice.
"The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots," Clinton said.
She
continued by saying, imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. Can you find me a speech by
Hillary Clinton,
the potential, the presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton? Can you imagine? Can you imagine saying President Hillary Clinton? She then continued shortly after to say, "Our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work and work together to try to stop this from happening again." That's at 10:04 a.m. on October 2nd. She posted this as well. She said, "Here's the thing. She doesn't want to. We must keep put politics aside, yet stand up to the NRA." Does that contradict? I mean, English is my second language, but does that contradict what she's saying?
Who knows? I just know that I'm not an expert on silencers or suppressors.
Me neither.
But what I heard from people who kind of actually use
them,
I guess. It still makes noise.
Yeah. I did fire a small caliber pistol with a suppressor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was significant. Like, it's significantly less than, obviously, a gunshot.
Yeah, I heard if it's like 22 caliber, it barely makes any noise. But if you have like
If you're
AK,
standing next to somebody that, if you can't see them, but you're listening, yeah, it's going to... You're going to hear something still.
Like, if you're next to it, to the side, you can't really hear much of it. But if you're in front of the barrel, which I hope nobody is, and it's still pretty loud. And if you put like AR-15 or AK-47, like those high-powered rifles, it reduces the sound, but nowhere near where, I can't hear it.
Oh, I can't, right.
Because from what I heard, there's expansion of gases that produces that thing, and suppressors, that's what it does.
Right.
It kind of reduces that, the pressure.
Physics.
Yeah, physics, blah, 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 you get it. But there's another one, if your bullet flies faster than sound, it creates that sonic boom.
What's that video where she's cross-eyed? Hillary is a clone that is
probably
breaking down.
Look,
no, I don't, even go to it.
I
don't care about that.
But if the bullet flies faster than sound, it produces that, you know how airplanes have that sonic boom?
Yes.
You know, bullets that have that popping sound. So you can't suppress
all
that with a suppressor.
Obviously not.
No, like only, jets. Like that fly, what, 340 meters per second or faster?
On certain beaches in the United States have naval and military bases there. Mm-hmm. On occasion, you can't see anything flying in the air, but all you'll hear is What is this, Hillary Clinton?
There are lots of things.
They're making fun of you.
Yeah, she has like laser coming out of her.
Oh yeah, look, she's like a Terminator.
Yeah.
We're looking at videos selection of I like that one. H Robo. We're looking at a selection of videos of Hillary Clinton and everybody's speculation how she's a robot.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, she is a robot.
T-1000.
Richard Tracy. She is a CPU processor from Terminator 2. That's an actual model. Not the T-1000. I'm sorry.
Look, it's a Terminator theme that loops for 10 hours.
What is this? Is this a theme song?
Yeah.
I, Hillary Rodham Clinton, I am here for you, the American people.
It's 1984.
No, I am not a robot. You should play her speech in the background.
If I find anything normal.
Just find something normal. While I'm while we're listening to Hillary Clinton's background theme music, country artist Jason Aldean has canceled 3 upcoming shows in Southern California as a result of Sunday's deadly mass shooting in Vegas. Here we are. No, yeah.
This is an ABC News special report.
Oh, jeez. So much stuff. Aldean was on stage performing when the 64-year-old, that paddock jackass was 64 years old, opened fire on the concert goers at Route 91 Harvest. It's an outdoor country music festival taking place.
That the American dream is big enough for everyone, for people of all races and religions, for men and women, for immigrants, for LGBT people, and people with disabilities.
Can you turn...
for everyone. People with disabilities, we will defeat Donald Trump, and we will defeat the deplorables.
The first robot president, I will be.
I am not the first female president. I am the first robot president.
You know, I just recently saw a lady wearing a nasty woman.
I'm a nasty woman.
What do you call it?
T-shirt?
Not a t-shirt, a sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt, okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is, you know, it's they try to embrace that nasty woman the way the right tried to embrace, and I think successful, the deplorables. Uh-huh. But it worked in case of the right wing. You know, everybody is proud to be deplorable. But I've never seen anyone like referring to themselves as
I'm a nasty
except
woman.
For her and what was the nut who gave the speech? The actress from Star Trek. She was on
Jody.
Star Trek too.
No, not Jodie.
You know, Eye of the Beholder.
Yeah, just Google it.
Yeah.
The nasty woman who's
the nasty. I am the nasty
woman.
Yeah,
let's hear her stuff. Anyway, Jason Aldean's canceling shows. Shows were scheduled for October 6, 7, and 8 in L.A., San Diego, and Anaheim. He canceled those. Refunds will be available at point of purchase. Okay, good. Aldean, 40. His band
Ashley Judd
planned to resume the They Don't Know tour on October 12th in Tulsa. That you know what? That's going to be a good show. I bet that's going to be a really good show.
Very well secured, probably.
It's going to be secured.
Like snipers on,
and he's
on
probably going to go out there and he's probably going to play his butt off.
He's going to come up with
an
AR-15 in his back.
Yeah. So that's that with Jason Aldean. Jimmy Kimmel getting a little pissy-eyed.
Yeah, before you go,
shooting.
Her name is Ashley Judd.
Oh,
how could I forget?
There she
Ashley
is.
Ashley Judd. I have a question. Remember all those pussy hats?
Yes.
Have you seen a single one of them?
I see them pop up once in a while.
I've never seen
on social media.
Like in person. Have you ever seen a lady walking with a, you know, that pussy hat? Well, I guess it was summer, so it was too warm to wear it.
I don't know. But
I've never even seen that one. It was cold.
Yeah. What is it called? It's the
pussy hat, right?
Pussy hat. Is
I
that
think
what
that's
they
what
call?
It was
I don't
called.
Know. Well, maybe you could, while you're shopping for your pussy hat, you can also check out AmericaOutloud.com. check out Criminal Masterminds. We are on AmericaOutloud.com. Go to their live radio streaming page, and you can listen to all other very good shows and podcasts. And while you're there, check us. We're at 6 a.m. on Mondays. But if you miss our show, you can always get the podcast at criminalmasterminds.com if you're on your laptop PC. If you're more hip and on the go or a truck driver, I'm sure you have your phone with you. You can plug that auxiliary cord right in or Bluetooth cable. I don't even know what semis have.
What was that? Like those what are they called? CB radios?
CB radios. Yeah, I'm on the CB radio channel, whatever.
Hey, good buddy.
Yes. Yes, I am, along with Jesse Ventura. We're off the grid.
Off the grid.
iTunes users or iPhone users, we're on the podcast app. Search Criminal Masterminds and subscribe. For Android users, CastBox is a really good. That's the one I use for any.
CastBox?
CastBox. And you search for Criminal Masterminds, subscribe, and you get all the latest episodes. And thank you very much to Blue Lives Matter for always supporting us. And we'll be right back.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Hi, everyone. What do we got here? We're going to play a little Muzak here. But yes, you found the Yoko Ono thing?
I found it.
All right, play it. Let's hear it. Why isn't it playing? Where's the sound?
Where's the sound? Why isn't it working?
You know, we prepared for this so hard.
It just...
And we were hoping that it would work. I think maybe you need to refresh the page.
Maybe. The computer's been... Okay, it's becoming aware. It's trying to interfere with us.
Yes.
It's nice picking your giant nose.
Hillary,
the boogers.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has infiltrated my computers.
My computer.
They turned up against me.
It's going to be a commercial right now, so put it down.
That's fine. Will it have
Jaguar? I'm watching this commercial for the third time. What the hell? Why can't I hear it?
Why doesn't it have sound? I'm very disappointed.
Yoko Ono probably paid it to remove the sound.
You know, I noticed that we were trying to Google Yoko Ono and the jam that she had with all these dudes. Try a different page. See if we even have sound. Here, Jimmy Kimmel. What is this right here?
Advertisement.
No, something's off.
Something's up.
Oh. Free Halo Top. There we go.
All right.
I found that. There we go. So yeah,
I don't know when she starts screaming. It might be, and I have no controls here.
Well, we'll let it play in the
background.
Let
it play. You can talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
This is. What are we watching, Al? This is like
like a rock and roll circus when Rolling Stones brought all their friends
back
and recorded
back in the 70s.
Early 70s. I would say
when
maybe
Lennon
late 60s, early 70s. Lennon got killed in the 1980.
Okay. So this looks like the 70s.
Yeah, and then they have this guy, what's his name? Ivory.
Grittis or something?
Yeah, something. I guess a famous violinist.
Gitlis,
yeah.
Ivory Gitlis.
Look at him. Look how concentrated he is.
Well, he's jamming with John Lennon.
Yeah,
wouldn't
John
you
Lennon.
Be like...
And the Stones.
I'd be tempted
you should start singing like Mick Jagger. Hey! Yeah! This is my favorite of all of them.
Sign me up! Once you sign me up, you never sign.
Hey! Hey!
The most overrated singer.
It's even better than
ever.
Stallone.
Yeah. I can't get the Serena going.
That's fine.
So this is like an incredible jam.
Yeah, it's a jam. It's a jam like that goes forever. And you know, this masters of music, the legends are playing this. And they're just, you know, he plays with his violin. The John Lennon's playing on his guitar. Who is this? That's Keith Richards, I think, on the right. And Yoko Ono just standing there like a hooey. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, look at this. She grabs the mic.
Just
and
smiling.
She smiles. Okay, she's going to just unleash that beast inside of her. That hairy beast. That's Keith Richards, right?
Yes, that is younger.
Or why is he playing the bass? Look. And John Lennon, he's used to it, completely oblivious.
Can I please hear this?
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, and they're clapping. No, they're clapping, but they're turning and being like, what is
they're
this?
They're like
stuff?
Giving each strange looks.
Do you think at some point, you know, John's out there with his buds, and when John leaves the room, they're like, hey, what's the deal with John's new girlfriend?
Because he's used to her.
He brought her everywhere,
he brought her everywhere. He's used to her, because I bet that's how she screams in bed, right?
Now, there's Mick Jagger laughing.
Yeah.
There are all these other stars on the side, like, but they're all stoned.
Yeah,
so
they're all stoned. They probably
like
it, right? And then they in the post-recording, they're like, what the hell is that?
Dude, Ivory is looking back, he's like, what is this?
Yeah.
She's occupying my microphone where I'm playing my violin.
He's like, he looked at them, smiled, and said, like, look, he looked at John Lennon and pretty much said, are you effing with me, right?
Yeah.
Look, he's
like,
laughing.
Are we still going with this?
Yeah, is this for real?
John is, like, into it. He's like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. And then George Harrison's like,
I'm used to that, okay?
Listen, Ivory.
This is.
Just smoke another doobie and go along with it and play your violin.
Look at him. Look at his face. He's angry.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, we're just jamming out, bro.
Why wouldn't you be angry when you play your drums?
I would
Rich,
be
you're
very
a drummer,
angry.
Okay? And you like music. And imagine you're playing drummer and your ex-girlfriend comes up. Oh, no, not your ex-girlfriend. Somebody else's girlfriend.
Just whoever, Yoko Ono
whoever,
equivalent.
You know, and starts doing this.
Oh, my goodness. This would be a disaster. This is infuriating to me. It was very difficult
like
to find.
He's laughing. This guy's laughing at this point.
I wonder what his thoughts are on this whole thing. I wonder what he'd say.
And here's John Lennon, completely oblivious. He's used to that.
He's blinded by love.
Love. I don't know.
I don't know.
She has to be a witch. How do you? Because she's not a looker. Okay.
Or she had to be incredible in bed.
Like even if she's incredible in bed, I'd rather. You know what? If I had a choice between a Yoko Ono and an attractive girl. I would go with
an attractive girl.
Well, from sex point of view. But if Yoko Ono were to become my sugar mama, you know, I would just close
but John
my
Lennon
nose.
John was her sugar daddy.
Yeah, John was her sugar daddy. So John Lennon could be my sugar grandpa or something.
Yeah. I like how Ringo Starr is nowhere near there. Oh, yeah. John Lennon or Paul McCartney's not either.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
They've had it with
it
her.
Was very difficult to find. We couldn't find it on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube it doesn't exist. It used to be there.
Daily
but
Motion.
It's gone.
Daily Motion has this. But oh, is she actually singing? Is she high right now? You think she's big?
All of them are. Come on, look at them. Look at those hippies. You know, kids are dying in Nam.
John Lennon's like, yeah.
And those are wearing their yellow orange, like look like a scene from The Village. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Look, Yoko, you made your first television appearance. Oh,
it's a stunning success.
It's stunning. We have a sisterhood and brotherhood on this stage. Oh.
You know, Al Bundy once mentioned Yoko Ono when she started sponsoring his beer, and he got pissed and start screaming. She ruined the Beatles for us, and now she's ruining my beer.
That is funny. Hey, go to the one where she's like at some museum.
Museum.
Okay. Didn't she have like an exhibit and she started it was literally her standing in a museum and everybody crowded around
exhibit
her.
Of what? Her art? What is it? Just she takes like
whatever. Just find it. I don't know. It's just it's screaming. Yeah, yeah. That's
you know
it.
this modern
that's it.
This modern art.
At the art show.
It's nauseating.
There's Yoko Ono standing at the museum. Everybody's flashing photos of her.
She's wearing like Clockwork Orange hat.
She's at some. She's by some. Then she walks over to the microphone.
To give a speech, right?
Yes. Something incredible.
Yeah. And everybody's going to clap now, right?
Do you think that's the sound she made when John was... What the hell?
Oh, yes.
This is John underneath her going,
oh, yes, Yoko. Oh. More. Yes, Yoko.
Look at all the people are taking pictures. They're mesmerized.
Yeah, well, I would be mesmerized,
yeah, but they're
too.
Probably like, oh, this is art. You know, she's an artist.
This is
artiste.
This is Yoko Ono. She was with John Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. I love when you do the laugh. Oh, it's very, very arousing, Yoko.
And then, like, you know, the Beatles are in the next room. It's like, oh, no, they're going at it again.
I think I have an idea for the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to call it Imagine.
Imagine there's no screaming.
Can you imagine that's what inspired him? This lunatic right here?
I'm getting an erection right now.
I'm struggling with to maintain a fan base.
Yeah.
She just went and screamed into the microphone, and she got 2.6 million views! Oh, this is the quiet
moment.
Oh, yes,
this is the deep, profound part.
Are you concentrating, Yoko?
Look at all the people. And what's this exhibit of?
At least it's a cheap gig. All you have to bring with you is a PA and a microphone.
Doesn't have to be a good microphone, right?
So yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Let's shift our concentration. Enough of Yoko. Ugh. And then she's signing things. People are hanging out. Her producers, her managers. Yoko, this way. I want you to meet some people. Some people want to meet you. Oh, hi. How are you?
It's a sin.
Look, she's putting stuff. It's just, what is she doing? She's putting stuff on.
When was she born? Plans. Did the nuclear weapon like that, the you know, United States dropped on Japan, did that affect her in any way?
Was she born that way? Was she like a Bob from Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
That's how she was born. Spoiler alert. It's not really
Thank you for ruining it for me. It ruins nothing. Spontaneous combustion. Remember that movie?
You know what?
It was born there.
You know what? It's a possibility that that's a... It's still a theory, Al.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anything in... what is David Lynch? Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my headphones are now clicking. They're getting old. Jimmy Kimmel got a little pissy-eyed over the whole Las Vegas thing. Listen, I understand...
1930... Okay, I'm sorry. She was 12 when the nuke was dropped. She's still alive.
Maybe
84.
Maybe it affected her ability to sing.
Listen to this. Occupation: artist, peace activist, singer. Well, not a singer. I'll click that out.
Yeah.
Songwriter, probably not. Feminist, probably yes.
Yeah, I think anybody can write that song that she just spewed out of her mouth.
Look how many times she's been married. Futoshi Yochagabe, Anthony Cox. And then marry him twice.
Yeah.
And then John Lennon was her last love. Black Widow.
John Lennon did that.
Killed three nothing.
After
she didn't have to...
Well, did they all die too?
I don't know. Well,
Anthony Cox?
Who knows? Who cares?
She's 3-3 then.
Yeah, she's 3-0. Yeah. Like Eva.
She's a grim reaper.
You know, Reva was married three times.
Yeah,
all of them died.
Yeah, one in the war, right?
One in the war.
Okay.
What is it good for?
Poor Jimmy Kimmel, clearly affected by. I understand this is. I'm not taking away from the tragedy that happened in Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. But I must say, people that are talking about it are making it about themselves on Facebook, on all this stuff, and it's annoying. So I heard somebody wrote, "There was blood in my hair."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like. From one of the victims, obviously. Yeah. I'm like, better than your blood in somebody else's hair or your brains. You know, and they're making it. It's all about me culture. And
how many people were saying, like, you know, I've been to that place a month before the massacre. Yeah, so are like probably millions of people.
And I've been just outside the trade centers once at some point, too.
I was in the towers three times.
You were in the tower. I've never been to the towers before they were hit. But... Yeah, it's like, oh, I was in the towers. Oh, when were you there? 1989.
Yeah, I flew a plane once.
I was on a plane once.
Once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over New York, as a matter of fact. When you were screaming, I see the Statue of Liberty already.
Oh, no, and we were in Maine.
Yeah.
When we were the immigrants coming over from motherland.
Fatherland.
So, is this a video of Jimmy Kimmel getting...
Yes. Do you want me to play
it? Yes, I want to play it. I want to hear him.
Sound?
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another...
I am 6 seconds in, and he is a mess
His
already.
Voice is breaking.
He cannot do it. 6.6 million views. Wow, that's incredible. Almost 7. 6.7. Jimmy Kimmel here. Said, hello, everybody. Welcome to the late night show. And boy, is he. I'm sorry. I shouldn't jump to the conclusion. Was he directly affected? Was he there? Let's play in here.
Terrible, inexplicable, shocking, and painful tragedy. This time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleto's hometown. Cleto's hometown.
Oh, I didn't
hometown.
Know that. You know, I guess he has some connection to Vegas.
As you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history.
Pause.
Coming about a year and a half after.
You know, my hometown's Baku, and they had a massacre there.
Yeah.
I'm okay talking about it.
Yeah, 100.
And wait, we were there in the city when it happened.
It
was called a revolution. Let's go on. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
I don't think it was called the revolution.
Previous
independence declaration, practically.
In history in Orlando, where 49 people lost their lives. And, of course, we pray for the victims and for their families.
I didn't know Jimmy Kimmel was a
religious type. Even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert. having fun and listening to music. Jason Aldean was on stage.
Is he, I mean, he's genuinely hurt, you think?
So he looks like it.
Did they decide to go with it like, you know what? I want people to see my emotions on this whole thing. I'm trying to understand the point of this.
I don't know. Maybe we're just foreign and
we're just foreign.
I don't think that would go over too well in Russia.
Russia, when, this is just they would be like, ugh. What is your name, Jimmy? We don't think we need this kind of disappointing
news.
We play ballet instead.
We play chamber. That's what they did. Every time somebody died from the Politburo or something happened,
they played the ballet.
Suddenly, like, all three channels would start playing the same chamber music.
Mom would say, like, or if there were some sort of conflicts
or
going
some kind
on,
of conf-
some
well,
sort of turmoil.
No, when there's some
play.
Kind of turmoil, they usually would take the TV station the first with the explosives.
So
it would
so like, go, psh, or yeah. boop.
Yeah. That red, like, all the rainbow colors.
Right.
Because that's what Lenin said. You know, Lenin said, first thing when they took over Petersburg, but back then, of course, they didn't have TV stations, but they said, we got to take the train terminals and the post offices.
So no messages can be sent?
Exactly. You control information.
I don't think it describes whether Kimmel is actually, like, directly... It's his hometown. What, Vegas is his hometown?
Yeah. All right, well, that's what he said. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Oh, sorry.
He played the show too, and obviously,
I've never seen Jimmy Kimmel.
Expected that something terrible would happen,
I never
but it did.
Cared.
A very sick person smuggled 17 guns into his hotel room and smashed out the windows, started firing indiscriminately from the 32nd floor into a crowd of 22,000 people across the street. And as a result of that, this morning.
You know, I heard people are upset that their guns are allowed in hotels. Like, how did he smuggle so many guns into a hotel? It's not an airplane. Okay,
they'll
put you from metal detectors.
I don't recall any hotel that I've ever been to, even in Russia, that had metal detectors.
Metal detector. Yeah. Maybe in Russia nowadays.
You can bring whatever I think you want.
We have children without parents.
In bags.
Yeah.
It's just duffel bags.
I mean, you go into schools, you can bring a gun. Yeah. There are no metal... Well, some schools do have metal detectors.
In Chicago.
A nurse from Tennessee... A special ed teacher from a local school.
It's awful. It's awful. This whole thing is a terrible thing. Yeah, when I saw it happening, I was like, this is awful. This is just a terrible thing.
You know, when
I don't know if I could ever bring myself to this emotional state. Am I an emotionless bastard? Perhaps. Have enough things happened in my life where that I got desensitized to certain things? Of course. Am I saying that this isn't a tragedy and there's a bunch of people who are losing family members and stuff? That's not what I'm saying. The point is that Jimmy Kimmel got a little teary, and I'm just making fun of him. It's a little ridiculous.
You're a heartless bastard.
I don't understand why. I don't see myself getting emotional. Like, if you were like this at some point, I'd be like, why are you like this?
Yeah, you know what you would do? Let me pull that video. That's what you would do.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
I wasn't... but then I would also talk like... what is it? Richie from Sopranos.
Yeah. That's what... keep going with your thing. I will find all those videos.
Well, that was it, essentially. I was just... And this entire time, I've been watching interviews and witness testimony, and they're... inserting them, they're making it all about themselves. They're making this tragedy about themselves. Like even on Facebook, when Tom Petty dies, they're making this whole thing about themselves. Oh, I remember when this and this and this. Oh, what a devastating. I am hurt. I am deeply depressed and brought down. My world has crashed because of this loss. Heaven is just a bit more heavier today. You know,
and nobody. The thing is, nobody cares. Like, the day later, how many Tom Petty, posts have you seen on Facebook after that?
It's like right now. How many? You know, there are Black Sabbath fans out there.
Yeah,
they listen to it on a regular basis out there. For those who enjoyed Black Sabbath or Ozzy Osbourne, right now Ozzy Osbourne isn't doing anything. They're not listening to him at all. If he's to die tomorrow, all of a sudden, boom! Oh, Ozzy Osbourne, man, what a tremendous part of my life he was, and stuff like.
You don't have to go that far. When Chris Cornell died, did anyone, actively listen to Soundgarden.
Some people listen to Soundgarden once in a, some here and there, like as a routine.
Yeah.
Some people listen to Audioslave.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were listening to his solo career stuff, which I wouldn't be able to give you a single song off of. I loved Soundgarden.
Black Hole Sun. Yeah.
I couldn't give an F about Chris Cornell's solo career.
Right.
Couldn't care.
Like the Beatles. I love the Beatles.
Yes.
I couldn't care about Paul McCartney's career or John Lennon's career solo.
I liked Imagine by John Lennon.
That's the only thing. What about what do you know by Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney, if I heard
something, let alone
I'm afraid of the way you love me all the time. I don't even know if those are the words.
Yeah, Paul McCartney had better career. I heard after
maybe it's
the split.
Something that I need you. I don't know.
I'm not very good at singing.
I found this is what Richard. If I came
if.
I would act like this. Hold on. If I came
Jimmy.
And I would, that would be me. Jimmy came up. This is what I'm talking. Motivated. You know, my voice is breaking down.
So, yeah, let's say if Al's all...
Richard finally, like, you know, he's sitting listening and he finally gets fed up with me and saying this.
I don't know what to do. You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Slaps you in the face. What's the matter with you?
And, you know, then I would, like, try to act up, and, you know, I would leave, and Richard
and
would be
when,
here.
And then when all the friends gathered, Al's all friends gathered, and Al's not there, I'd be like, Richie. What is this? Is this Richie?
This is Phil Leotardo from, played by Frank Vincent from Sopranos.
Oh, he died recently, too.
He didn't die. Did he die? Frank Vincent's died?
You weren't aware that Frank Vincent died?
I did not know that.
I think we're going to find that next.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll Google. But here, just
so much
substitute.
For talking about police stories today.
Johnny Sack. He's going to refer to Johnny Sack crying. Just put Al in it, okay?
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, whatever. We're talking about Al or Jimmy Kimmel. Here, all go. Right.
I'll tell you one thing, and I'm not ashamed to say it. My estimation of John Sacramone as a man just f***ing plummeted.
Give him a break, will you? It's an emotional day.
To cry like a woman? It's a fucking disgrace.
His fucking coach turned into a pumpkin.
Well, even Cinderella didn't cry.
Look, when it comes to daughters, all bets are off. I've seen tougher guys than John cry at weddings.
Well, let me ask you this. If they can make him cry, and if he's that weak, what the fuck else can they make him do?
I gotta agree with Phil, though.
Oh, you do you?
Terrible out there, huh? Poor guy.
An emotional man loves his daughter.
It's a very difficult situation. I want to watch Sopranos.
What
now.
A great show that
it's
was.
It's a phenomenal show.
Phil Leotardo, and I think his name was Leopardo, but like a leopard. And remember, he was telling his kids, and then they misspelled when they came to the United States. They misspelled the Leotardo. He's like, it's like pants. What the
people made fun
put.
Of me? Yeah.
He was also go home and get your.
Go home and get your effing shine box.
Effing shine
and
box.
And he was an old great. What's his name?
Let's confirm. Make sure I'm not crazy because so many
Scorsese.
People recently have died.
Martin Scorsese movies like Casino, Goodfellas, Raging Bull.
He was
great. In all of them.
I mean, same character practically. But
let me find Google. So let's see.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, that's Jimmy Kimmel getting emotional about it. Then, of course, Washington Post putting their spin on it. They wrote an article titled, "If the Gunman Was Muslim, Would We Be Talking About Las Vegas Terrorism?" Yes?
Holy S.
Oh, you totally missed
September
his death.
September 13th, 2007. I had no idea. Maybe because I haven't been following Facebook.
Probably you weren't on Facebook.
And suddenly, like, I probably wasn't on Facebook on September 13th when everybody suddenly became a Frank Vincent.
Yeah. Actually, shoot. Not many of. I can tell you, none of my
you know
left
they,
friends.
I heard that
cared.
Scorsese wanted to bring Al Pacino and De Niro back, and you know, into the you know reunite everybody. So
right.
Now they're gonna miss.
They can't
this
bring
great
him
character.
Back. Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Anyway, the Post, of course, had to infuse their politics into it and talk about you know how some people aren't claiming that this is terrorism, and they're pointing out the fact that he wasn't Muslim. So you know, if the perpetrator is Muslim. Are we quick to label an incident as terrorism? Well, considering the current situation in the Middle East and our conflicts and everything, and I don't know, all the other attacks that have been across Europe. And here, you know, sure, but I think they're labeling this one as a terrorist act too as well.
Yeah.
Right. When you do that, I mean,
what else?
what else are you going to label this as?
It's just not Islamic terrorism. I mean, we don't know. We don't know anything about that. You know, for once, people aren't really jumping. Well, you know, media's, are they jumping to conclusions about his motive?
I can't.
They
even tell.
They keep saying like it's unknown. I mean,
they are like they're like, if you go to Alex Jones' website and that's what you were reading, like he's a Muslim. Now he's a white supremacist, or he's an Antifa, or he's on drugs and diagnosed with this. That's how the media was with this whole thing. Like they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And they're clinging to any avenue until more information comes out,
which will contradicts whatever they're releasing, so they can say.
Yeah.
Oh, well, reports were made. No.
The whole gun thing is definitely there.
Oh, yeah, gun thing. You don't need to wait for anything.
Can we pull up the Chicago stats, by the way? I'm just curious.
Here.
And this is my question. I haven't reviewed that. We haven't, and, you know, all our listeners, you're our witnesses who've been listening to the last couple of our shows. We haven't been talking about Chicago at all. Can I just guess that maybe the numbers are similar, if not more, and nobody's talking about Chicago? Now, I understand this Paddock jackass accomplished the numbers in that probably takes a month for Chicago to reach, but he did it in one night. I get it. But these mass shootings don't happen as much and don't generate overall, don't generate as many numbers as city and the shootings and the gang violence and... I don't need to name all the cities. I can just name one, Chicago. Let's look at their numbers. What is it?
Here it is. I pulled it for final September totals. Shot and killed, 57, which is one short of the number.
Too short. Let's give them that.
Too short. Okay.
Too short of Vegas.
Shot and wounded, 273.
All right. That was 500
half.
In Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably, better ratio of killing.
Wouldn't you consider this a mass shooting, though?
57,
over a span of a month?
Yeah.
How is this not? This happens
every
month.
Day, and nobody cares. And you know what?
Can you pull up the stats for August?
August.
I'm just curious. I just want to see
where would be.
Just do Chicago shootings.
Well, last September was 69 killed.
69 last.
Last August. Last okay. episode. Last September.
Here, Chicago shooting stats. Monthly. Would that pull it up? It's just these numbers are incredible to me. And nobody's talking about them. Nothing. Here's Chicago Tribune. Halfway through 2017, violence remains stubbornly high in Chicago. Mm-hmm. At the year's midpoint, 323 people have died in Chicago violence.
Well, right now it's 536.
This article was written in June.
Yeah.
June 30th.
Well, summer is usually it's a busy month.
June 30th. So, I'm sorry. So, we're not factoring in July.
Months. Yeah.
We're not factoring in
August and September.
August, and we just talked about September.
Yeah.
57.
So, it's 536 are 536 killed.
536 deaths.
And once
in
again,
Chicago.
Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody has talked about this. Listen, I'm not taking away from the tragedy that was... That just happened in Vegas. People are like, well, 59 people aren't important or da-da-da, How is this less important than Chicago? How is Chicago less important than anything else?
And in a way, I kind of agree with Black Lives Matter now, but there is certain racism in the, mass media that just, it kind of ignores all those numbers. Because out of those 536 people, I bet extreme majority of those people are African American, right?
Oh my goodness. Yearly totals.
Yeah.
From January 1st to May 2nd, 2017. Shooting victims. This is not, I think, not dead. 947. Is this right? This is from ChicagoTribune.com. 2016. From January 1st to December 31st of 2016, 4,368, according to Chicago Tribune. That's a lot of people. There was a graph here that is not freaking loading for me right now. They had monthly totals right here.
Is there demographics where, broken by race? I bet most of it are.
I think, hey, Jack.
You don't need to do that. It's. I'm pretty certain. Oh, like,
if not all of them.
Inner city of Chicago?
Yeah, all African Americans. Yeah. Or extreme majority. And nobody cares, you know.
Nobody
cares. That's why I kind of almost
cares.
Agree with, you know, certain other sides that I generally don't agree with.
So Black Lives Matter. Yeah. What are they? But does Black Lives
but
Matter
Black
talk
Lives,
about Chicago
no,
shootings?
No, that's the thing. Okay, maybe
but
that's
they don't
a bad
talk
example.
About it.
They don't talk about that.
That's I have no problem with them addressing.
Thank you for correcting
I
me.
I have no problem with them addressing the violence that's happening against Black people in this country. It is happening.
So then again, nobody's
but
addressing it.
But why aren't they talking about Chicago? Why aren't they talking about Detroit, Baltimore, D.C.? Chicago's. Their numbers are astounding, and we don't talk about them at all. So, anyway,
you imagine the massacre like this, like 536 in some white city in I don't know Wyoming, when 536 people were killed?
Yeah,
in
it's
9 months,
insane.
The media would be all over it.
Yeah, well, I wish I had more time to talk about it. Chicago. Yeah, you know what? Remind me, we'll talk about Chicago on the next one. Thank you very
Chicago.
Much, everybody, for listening to us. You're listening to Criminal Masterminds. I'm Richard Tracy. Follow me on Twitter, at the Richard Tracy. Al's on there as well. What are you? You don't even know what you
Twitter?
Are. Yeah.
I don't know what I am. It's I don't think I have a Twitter.
Then go to AmericaOutLoud.com.
414 Black victims.
Yeah. But are their lives
and
were not mentioned.
I'm sorry, 93 Hispanics, another minority.
Not mentioned.
14 whites or others. Whites were dumped with others.
Also, check us out on, where are we? iTunes, search Criminal Masterminds, subscribe. And then CastBox, search us on Criminal Masterminds there as well. Subscribe. You can even download my episodes if you'd like. And again, AmericaOutLoud.com. And check out their live stream. They have a good live stream of just continuous 24/7 running of all radio shows. Thank you very much. And we'll play some Tom Petty for you next time again. And take care, be safe, and be careful.